Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, March 15th, 2020, kicking off the year here pretty quick. We got a great guest for you tonight, Alex Escandari.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for being here. Hosting along with myself tonight is just still the man on a mission. Just trying to think of what else can we
we're marching forward.
Put on your plate, I guess.
Yeah, what else? That's okay.
Iron's in the fire. Iron's
I can handle it.
All right.
I'm a tough guy. I can handle it.
Also,
I'm readjusting. Fine.
Matt Esposito, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
Good. Multitasking, I see. Which is all right. Appreciate you being here. How you been?
Busy.
Busy? Enjoying the weather?
Oh, yeah, I love the weather.
It is nice out there, isn't it? This has to help you, too, Gary. You work outdoors.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah. It's nicer the weather is, the more busier I am.
And you got a little more daylight.
Yeah, a little more daylight. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Debbie Downer here. Thank you, Alex. You know, we're all in a good mood, and thanks. We appreciate that. But, Alex is right. Gas prices are up, and it does affect.
No, they're not up. They're out of control.
They are out of control, and it does affect us racers, everyone in this room.
Not really.
Oh.
No E85 for this weekend.
Really?
Yep.
At all.
Are you
or that oxygenated, however you say it.
Well, now what are some of them guys going to do?
Hey,
I know.
They're going to have to go back to the real fuel or the real gas.
Do they allow the oxygenated fuel?
Not no more. It just came out about 45 minutes ago.
And about 5 hours ago, the Senate just passed the end daylight savings time.
Well, it still has to pass through the House, right?
Like it's not going to, it was unanimous to the Senate. So.
I think it's been there before and then it never passed. But we'll see. We'll see. I
think it's about time.
Be happy.
So we're gonna have light longer for the rest of my life? Is that what?
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, they should do it on this time that we're on now, which would roll into the winter. So the winter, there'll be light longer.
I haven't seen the details, so unconfirmed.
Which is good. It's there, right?
Well, because I hate in the winter, you know, when you're out working and it's like 3:30 and it gets dark.
I know.
Yeah, I hate when I'm working on a race truck or a race car and it's dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Just wake up early.
Alex has a simple solution that, you know what, it makes sense.
How about they just add like 4 more hours to the day instead?
Or use a flashlight.
Wake up early.
Same work later.
Jeez. Wake up earlier.
And speaking of Alex, thanks again. Appreciate you
thanks
being here.
Thanks for having me. This is what, the third time now?
Third time and well appreciated. And looks like you're still at Prestige.
Prestige, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, baby. Number one in the nation.
Selling them cars, trucks.
Selling what's on the lot. There's probably not a whole lot there, is it?
We're actually one of the few we're the only store that has over 200 new cars on the lot.
Wow.
And they are my sponsor for this weekend in the Pro Late Model Race.
Cool. That's always...
Thank you to Prestige.
You know...
Didn't have something to do with the extra 20%.
Well, hopefully the cars aren't on the lot because you're not selling them. It's that you have a good inventory that keeps coming
in
and you get them out the door.
I sell the most there, so I know it's there.
Wow. Interesting. Let's hear about that. What's your sales tactic? Is there a pitch that works for everybody? We need to know what the voice.
I need a sponsor. Can you tell me how to?
My hardest part for any salesperson is finding a vehicle for a customer on the lot.
Right.
Other than that, it's just numbers. That's black and white.
Right.
That's my thing.
So it's easy. Hey, you know, they're there to do one thing, is to buy a car or a truck. And so I guess that's your job, is to match them up with one that they're looking
for. And if I have one, perfect. No one else does. Sign here.
Does it seem like you guys have that inventory where some people don't have it and they have to wait till something gets shipped in and there's a waiting time?
The car buying process right now, I have 50 folders in my drawer are just pure sold factory orders. That's how, really, I think the next couple of years car buying is going to be.
Right.
No cars on the lot. You're just ordering cars.
Get it ordering away.
For customers.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's a good way to kind of project what may be happening, because we see what's happening. It's hard to get these used cars and new cars.
So if you're doing a made-to-order, then you can cut down on...
Are you specifically doing new cars?
I do
both?
Everything, baby.
Oh, cool. Is that part of their deal? Is, hey, if you sell 50 cars, we're going to sponsor you.
You know, I did the fall race. What was it called? The open comp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And 2 weeks, I started working at that store about 3 weeks before that race. My first week, I got sponsored by it, by the dealership.
Sweet.
That's how I got to race.
That's cool. And that's prestige. You're new, you know, you're new at that facility.
I love that store.
Did anyone from the shop come see you race?
Yeah, actually. I had about 40 tickets out at the dealership, and quite a few people came and picked it up. I think they had, like, a couple tickets left.
So that's good. So at least you're getting support from your sponsor.
And then, you know, just down after that race, I've encountered several people that actually, you know, like racing. And then I tell them, you know, about, you know, I race too. Hey, were you driving that 55 car? Or there was one came to the race I race in July, September. So it was pretty cool.
Is that something like, you're probably the one of the most exciting salesperson there, because you're the one that has the adrenaline, your adrenaline junkie, you race.
Mm-hmm.
Has any other salesman approached you and said, hey, I need to get these sales tricks in. How do I become a racer?
No.
Have you tried to recruit any of them to come be a race car driver?
I don't want anyone else to try to beat me.
Especially not from Prestige. Hey, tell us where Prestige is. Obviously, it's
in Centennial.
Okay, the Centennial.
Right
Prestige,
off the 215 in Durango or 95 in Ann Road.
Easy to get to right off the freeway or if you're up off Durango. And you sell Jeeps, whatever.
Chryslers, Dodge, everything.
And then on the used side, you price just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
How's the pricing right now? Is it seen?
It's always the best time to buy the car.
Is it?
It's always the best time to go.
Okay.
It's always a good time.
Oh. I'm ready to buy. This is a salesman here. I'm ready to buy.
Are used car prices still really high?
Of course, but also if you have a trade-in, so is your trade-in price. So really, you can't get all the money for your trade and then want a discount for a used car you're trying to buy. So it really evens out. Your car is worth more than what it really is, so you're getting that just like the car you're trying to buy right now. So really, it just evens out.
Uh-huh.
Inflation.
Alex will run some numbers for you and send it to the manager. How about that?
I'm the manager.
Oh, you are. Okay. You're the guy that makes the decision.
Yeah, I would love to get my Jeep back.
Can I take my 78 Cougar with a few dents in it and you'll trade it in? Would that be worth it?
Comes with a roll cage. Yeah.
Come for the roll cage already.
I can donate it for you.
That might be the cash for clunkers deal. You're thinking of a different deal.
Oh, man. Well, if it's cash for clunkers, Mike, you're in for a new car.
Hey, I got clunkers.
With everything he's got, he can probably get us all a new car.
Oh, no. We have 0%.
Okay. He's always on the ball.
You mean you can't talk about 25 cars?
Put an order in now and probably...
Right.
Oh, 30, man. We'll get a new car.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're
I'll take a
settled
Jeep,
in.
Jeep SRT,
you know,
please.
Prestige. And, you know, you found your place, which is good. You know, you've had, obviously, great respect at Johnny Legends, the previous place. And what? Not allowed to talk about that.
Appreciate the shout-out. It's really cool. I mean, I'm 22 years old and, you know, get to race, get to sell cars. I'm living the dream.
You know,
22 years old.
It's the beard, I know.
And let me tell you, Alex is one of the success stories from fan to race car. You know, you've experienced it. I know there's probably a few people out there that do that, but you're one of the fastest success stories that I've seen because
success.
Well, look.
Well, he also got to go into the big time.
Well, that's
the go karts.
That's what I mean. So you jump, you know, you play around the go karts and stuff, and kind of just things just clicked for you, and you jumped into a legend for a real short period of time, and all of a sudden you've jumped over everything in between right into a pro late model. Are you still racing a pro late model?
Yep, I'm racing on Saturday my late model with John Keller.
Now, have you had any races this year already?
No. Nope.
So this will be your first race?
I mean, I got a speeding ticket last week. Does that count?
Depends.
Did you sell him
a car?
Yeah. Or did you try to sell him a car?
No, but his girlfriend bought a Jeep from us like 3 years ago, so I scheduled an oil change.
There you go. You got something out of it. So that's good.
Well, it depends. Were you on the 15 or the 95? Depends if it counted.
15 NHP, though.
And he didn't let you go?
It's NHP.
Is that a thing? Like, they don't let you get a ticket no matter what.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never gotten out of a ticket, so I don't know what that's like. You actually have, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah, I've gotten out of a couple of them.
Wow. What's your secret?
Just telling him the only one that you could catch was me.
I've noticed on TV the ones that are the most aggressive get out of the tickets.
You must
be an aggressive person.
Nope. He actually had my driver's license and registration in his hand.
Wow.
And I told him, he said, you know what I pulled you over for? No. And he said, for speeding. I said, no, sir, I wasn't speeding. I was the only one you could catch. That's the reason you pulled me over. Everybody else would left him.
And he
handed me my driver's license and registration back and said, slow down, have a nice day.
Was that a Metro or NHP?
No, that's California.
Oh.
No. California, CHP.
Oh, okay.
And it was in Barstow.
Oh, wow.
I was actually on my way back up here.
I probably got pulled over by the same guy, but I had to do traffic school and pay a big fine and all that, so. And it was in Barstow.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, some of us get lucky.
Yeah, no, NHP is not lenient at all. And now they have all these extra nooks and crannies that they've figured out. Because every time they redo the expressways, you know, redo the interchange, make nice little holes for them to hide out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially by Centennial.
Yeah.
With the new wraparound crossover or whatever. Yeah. Ducked in the construction over there right by the Buffalo exit.
Right. Do you have to travel to get to work? Like,
oh, yeah. I live on the other side of Durango. Oh. Durango on 215.
So your chances of possibly getting a ticket go up a lot more because of the longer distance you travel. Depends on what time you leave work. Get up early. You won't be late. Right?
Yep.
As simple as that, according to Alex. Hey, last year when you were in – you had only gotten, a couple pro late model races in under your belt at the time, was it?
At the time, I got four in,
okay.
And then I was going back and forth whether if I should do the November race or not, and I did.
And you end up doing the November race.
I did.
Race. Okay, because you were talking about if you got the sponsor
mm-hmm.
locked in. And
which I did,
Prestige?
Thanks to the beautiful Prestige Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Thank you.
Office
Thank
Centennial.
You, and again, we push it out there that any local businesses that obviously that sponsor the local racers, we encourage you to go visit those businesses. You know, Prestige obviously is one of them now, so thank you.
Especially if you're going to buy a car anyway,
right.
Why not help out a racer?
Yep. And if I would have known 3 months earlier, or, you know, later, I guess I would have came and bought a truck from you. But
3 months, like as of today, or three months?
No, 3 months, which was
good.
Probably July last
okay.
year, I bought a new truck. So, and I didn't know you had moved to.
He would have probably talked you into a dually.
I know. You know, and I would have bought a dually.
I'll get you out of your trade. You might have equity in it. We'll talk later.
All right, we'll talk. It's brand new. I only got 1,700 miles on it.
Perfect.
So
it's worth all the money.
It hasn't even had a ball mount in the hitch yet.
Now I don't even want to scratch it because I've had it, and I haven't put anything in it. The only thing I want to put in is aluminum one that
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for from our sponsor,
yes.
Camp Out. Which he don't know yet that I'm going to get one.
Oh, no, he knows.
He knows, okay. So I'm waiting for that. That's the only thing that's going to go in that receiver. But anyways, So thanks to Prestige. So you did race that race.
I did.
Did you, I mean, obviously the competition in that race is always high. How was it going into that race for you?
At first, my goal was to first make the show, which I did because there was just enough cars in. And now my goal is not to embarrass myself.
Well, going into that race, you have to qualify in. How did you qualify?
Mock qualifying run, I didn't do that good in my qualifying run. I was overdriving it.
You guys do single car qualifying?
Yeah, single car qualifying. I kind of blew that. That was nighttime. I did a mock qualifying run during the day. Loved it. And then I just kind of blew it.
You say you blew it. Who's on your team that I mean, how many people do you have pitting or crewing for you?
I got John Keller. He's awesome. I got Brian. Kyle Keller, he helps me a lot.
So, yes, you blew it. I'm kidding. Yeah, that's some great talent there, by the way. You know, they've won a lot of their share of races. So, you know.
He just did his ARCA race at Phoenix.
Sweet.
Kyle
did.
He won the last race out at the Bullring.
Cool. But you're qualifying. You didn't feel you did so well back in November. This is November race of last season.
But my times improved over second from the first time I raced in July till November.
Wow.
Did my fastest time in November was a 15.8.
Okay.
And that was still
smoking fast.
Yeah, but that was still ninth out of like 24, 25.
That crazy?
Over the summer, that would have been, you know, up there, top two, top three.
You know, thinking of when these were becoming a 602 crate motor type division, you would have thought the times would have gotten slower, but they haven't. They've either stayed the same or gotten faster. So you're talking guys are running 15, low 15.
Last race at the Bullring, Kyle Keller broke the track record. I think it was like a 15.4.
Insane. That's great.
Well, that's also running colder weather, right? You ran into November?
I don't know when
the weather's about the same now than what it was in November.
Right. When did he break the record with that time?
Saturday. Couple weeks ago.
Okay. The last race out here.
Yeah, race number two.
That's crazy. How come you didn't race that race?
You need the money. I was selling cars.
So you're working. That's the excuse.
I'm on my lunch break right now.
Be back in half hour, really. Now, that's cool. You know, I mean, you know, we all have day jobs. You know, we're not racing professionally. And
racing bums.
Usually our money goes the other way. It doesn't come to us from racing. It goes out to racing. But so you missed the first race.
First two races, yep.
Oh, the two. Oh, yeah, because there was a February race this year.
Yep.
I always keep forgetting about that. They had an early race. So you missed that one. You missed the last one, which kind of is good because that means you're not chasing points. Or are you?
I'm just doing it for fun.
Okay.
I want to have fun at what I do.
Well, that's good because sometimes when you get in that points battle, you do things and it becomes work.
A job.
Worse than a job.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Or you push yourself or your vehicle past where it should be.
Right.
If you're working on it, but you need to, we need to race Saturday because I need, you know, to get some sort of points. Car might not be up to par.
Right. So in that November 6th race, you were door-to-door with a lot of great drivers out there. How do you do? What do you feel like being in that race?
It was awesome. I felt like that was I felt like a race car driver.
Finally, huh?
I felt like a race car driver. The car was absolutely amazing. It was really awesome. I think I started 13th or 14th.
Well, that's a good start with some good talent. That race attracts a lot of good talent.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats.
But I start on the outside, and then on the outside, I just got freight trained by everyone. I think by the second or third lap, I was 19th or 20th.
Okay.
And then I just calmed down, and I picked everyone off one by one. I think by lap 30, the thing you're maybe check that on the race monitor, I don't know. By lap 20 or 30, I was in 11th. And I was in that 11th or 12th spot most of the race.
Nice.
And then just got a little tight throughout the run and pancaked the wall.
Oh, you actually?
Yep, around
lap
70
cool.
or 80, that ruined the night.
Right.
Yeah, I felt so bad. for John. That was such a rocket ship.
Right.
And I just wanted to finally put up a good result.
What happened? Was it an incident with another driver?
Or no. Just no talent.
Well, you know what?
I mean, I don't have any. That was lap 80.
Right.
The longest race I did was a 40-lap race. So
that was 80 of how many laps?
123
laps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there were 23 cars, 123 laps, all for Spencer Clark.
Were you exhausted by that?
Oh, 80? I was exhausted. My neck was twitching.
When did you start getting in? Exhausted by lap 40, because that's what you guys are used to running, usually 40.
No,
laps.
Right when I got in the car. Lap 60, lap 65
that's
is when I'm like, wow, I need another caution here.
Right.
I just got to cool down real quick.
You know, and you're in the mix with a lot of other cars, so there's always something going on.
Yeah, and I was making passes. I was racing people. Jaden Walbridge was in that race. Matt Erickson. Chris Trickle, Brady, Aaron McMorrin.
Yeah, a lot of great local racers in that. How did your spotter do for you?
My spotter was amazing. I was having a little trouble. My mic wasn't working, so I could only hear him.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good thing, though.
I was going to say, that sounded like that spotter.
That's why you were
counting
people. Right?
That's cool.
You know, I mean, it sucks to have radio issues, but... You know, at least
I don't need to talk. I just need to hear him.
At least it happened in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you don't have that spotter with that many cars, that many laps the other way around, it couldn't be in trouble.
So when I went to the pits, with days, weeks, months, even right now, I'm not satisfied. I was satisfied at how I raced, not satisfied at the results. So I just want to go out there and get some redemption.
So you got another 40 laps of redemption to finish.
I think it's 60.
Oh, is it 60?
Yeah,
okay.
So
about 60.
That's right at that threshold.
That's why you're the salesman. I'm the buyer. Here's 80,000. I was asking 60, but here you go. No, that's cool. You know, you feel like you had a good race. Something happened. You know, that's racing. That's part of what's exciting for us, because anything can happen during a race. You got over 50% of it done, which was excellent. And you were, mid-pack, you said, roughly, or
I was
higher mid-pack?
I would say if I completed the race, top 10, top 8.
Yeah, you run 11th and 12th for pretty much.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I kept getting all these cautions. I just want to stay on the inside, just be conservative, and I get everyone from behind me taking the top, so I have to pass them again.
Do the double file restart?
They do, yeah, choose cone too.
They do.
Yeah.
They used to call it the dealer's choice, which I like that name because it's a Vegas-y thing, but it's the choice, cone choice. Okay. And do you ever pick the outside, or do you always pick the
outside?
That race
I didn't because, you know, I just want to run my – it's a 123-lap race.
You didn't want to work to get back to the inside line? I don't blame you, you know, because that's a tough deal because you will lose at least 4 or 5 laps.
It's a 123-lap race.
It's a long race.
If you keep all your stuff clean towards the end, you'll be there. Obviously, I tried, but didn't work out for me.
Are you at a point with your experience? Because it's just, to me, it's amazing with just the little amount of time. You have plenty of seat time, but you have a little time in just racing in general. Because you're talking just the last 2-3 years that you really – a year and a half. Yeah, I mean, just a couple of years that you're really racing. So to do as well as you're doing is amazing, first of all. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But do you feel the difference, like you're not conserving your tires out there on a long race like that, you know, 123-lap race, you're in lap 80. Do you think it was a tire issue where maybe you were driving too hard too early?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if I knew, you know, if I had some more experience, long-run experience, I probably could have.
Do you think your spotter...
he did amazing.
I'm not trying to call anybody out with spotters. Do they have the experience to calm you down and say, hey, we need to conserve tires, let's lay back a little bit and we'll push it the next 20 laps later or something like that?
Yeah, Jacob's good with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jacob's always been calming me down.
That's
in my
huge.
Ears.
We know how easy it is to get excited out there, and you know, it could take a small bump from another car out there, and that just makes you react, you know.
Especially since there's that, you know, in racing, there's that false speed
where you think you're doing fast, going fast, and you're not, or you think you're going slow, and you actually are going fast.
Well, sometimes we think we're going, because, hey, the car feels the best it ever has, but you're like a second off pace. Like, okay.
Yeah, and burning up your tires, yeah.
Right, and a spotter comes in, that's where he says, hey, you need to pick up the pace or something. Or we think, hey, this car is out of control, it's loose, but you're running your fastest time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, okay, well, that's because you're getting up there, you're pushing yourself, and you're really getting your car or truck to the limits.
Yeah.
I say or truck for a reason. But, yeah, it's cool that I'm impressed by the short amount of time you have in
Thank
the seat
you.
And all that and what you're doing. And
well, when I'm surrounded by all the amazing people that are helping me, then, you know.
But you're learning from it. Some people have been around, you know, experienced people like that from, you know, from the shop guys to the track guys to the racers themselves, but they don't pick up the experience that they have. And you,
that's
you
why I'm here
you
and they're
like
not here.
Do. Right. Exactly. You know, and that's really cool that you're doing what you're doing. And that's why I say you're probably one of the most successful fan to racer, local
yep.
racer story that I know of. And it's really amazing.
Thank you.
You're running a pro late model. That is amazing to me.
Thank you so much.
I don't even think any of us in here could even think about what it's like to run a pro late model at those speeds that you guys are doing against the competition that you guys have. It's really cool. So, so you had an incident during that race. Did that, obviously it bummed you out for that season. Did that put some thoughts in your head about the following season coming up?
Yeah. What happened to the money in my wallet? Better fix this car now.
Right. Well, exactly. You know, and that's, unfortunately, anything that hits the wall has got to be fixed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that costs money. And unfortunately, you know, that money that could have went towards making you faster or you know, be seen more, it has to go to just to get back out. So that sucks.
And that's the first thing, because it's not my car. John's
right.
trusting me with the car. Got to make sure
right.
all of that's good first. And then it's down to...
How bad was the car? Did it seem...
I don't know.
I mean, you pancaked it, and you're like Jeff Gordon. You just pop in, drive, and go home, huh?
Send him a check. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Send me the bill. Sorry. I mean, you looked at the car, obviously, in the pits afterwards. What it looked like to you?
It was too dark.
Was it?
Yeah, it was too dark.
You didn't ask any questions? You just...
I don't
want anybody to come find me. Yeah.
Sorry. Let's go win this race for Kyle, because he's racing the super late model race after.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, obviously, they fixed the car, I'm guessing. Or did they put you in a different car?
They fixed the car. I'm in a new car now.
Oh.
Yep. New car,
well,
the rocket ship.
That has to tell you that car probably wasn't that bad, because they trusted you enough to put you in a new car. Cool. So did you think maybe you shouldn't go back into another season in a pro late model? Did you think about any other divisions or anything like that?
Well, definitely.
You're selling
late
cars now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
I'm
in the middle of a car deal right now. Well,
that's okay. That's why we're
late model truck series is always on my mind.
Hey, you know what? And that's something we brought up last year, and
mm-hmm.
we've been too busy. We haven't really talked about it, but you know what? That's something that is always an open opportunity. So
I mean, hey, maybe I'll do something this year.
You'll like it. These late model truck series trucks are a lot of fun. You know, we have some great competition in that series. You know, guys that run, you know.
There's some old guys that look pretty fast, though.
Oh, yeah. Some of them old guys have some old tricks, you know, up their sleeves. So you got to watch them. You know, and it's really good to have that kind of competition, because, you know, they can make, you know, a race that you think you might have won, they make it hard on
mm-hmm.
you, you know. But they make you step.
Dan Mellis racing still?
Yes. He missed the first race. He was racing down. He went to Phoenix.
Yeah, he did go to Phoenix.
There, but
yep.
He will be racing
oh, sweet.
His next races coming up the rest of the season. So, yeah, you know, there's really good competition. We got some really cool stuff coming. We say it all the time, because we always do. We got really cool stuff coming up with the late model truck series race that we're tossing around, and you know, we'll see what happens with some
$10,000 to win.
Well, hey, well, that does bring up, it's not $10,000 to win, but you know, we have championship purse money this year that we're going to be putting up for our championship points winners that race X amount of races throughout the season. You know, there's purses that we're putting up for individual races and some travel money and things like that that we're putting together to get some, you know, keep the competition level up. And, you know, and guys like yourself, you know, always brings a good level of experience to the mix. So we'll be talking for sure. You know, we'd love to see guys like yourself, you know, get up there and do well. It's cool to see in the pro late models doing what you're doing. So that's cool. So you missed the first two races, but you got a race coming up.
Yep.
You said, and that's this, is that this?
It's in a couple of days Saturday.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You ready for it? Prepared for it?
I'm as
you
ready
said
as
the
can
prestige
be.
Prestige has stepped up again for this race, or
yes,
is it already up for this whole season?
Just for this one
race.
Yep.
Okay. They're taking it a race at a time. Okay.
have you tested that. This new car you're going to be in?
Zero, but it's a rocket ship.
Okay. Is it one of the ones where, you know, where they, you put anybody in it, they should be able to do well, or?
The rocket ship.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see.
I'm excited, too. It's
going to
be, it's going to be very, very fun.
Are you going to practice on Friday night?
Of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Friday night, I got Friday and Saturday. That's how dedicated I am. I took Friday and Saturday off from a dealership to race.
You know what? And when have you heard your car salesman say they're going to take some time off from
period,
yeah.
Let alone
a weekend,
Friday, Saturday?
That's your busy, well, Sunday. Well, yeah, I guess.
Dealers are closed on Sundays.
Yep, the new car dealers are, but you
and every other salesman is going, I'll cover Alex's shift.
Yeah.
I'll cover Alex's shift.
they'll cover his shift. They'll work his time slots and all that. No, that's cool. That's cool. And that they're able to give you that time off, correct?
Yep.
You know, it's nowadays it's tough to find good people to fill these positions. And here it is, you want to take time off. And it's good that a company like that, Prestige, can step up and let you.
I mean, I've never taken a day off before, my scheduled day off, other than Sunday. So I hope that may, you know.
Right.
I kind of earn it. Never took a day off
right.
before at that store.
That's cool. You know, and hey, make sure you put it to good use and get a good finish up
yep.
there. You know. Are how many other cars are on that team?
I do not know how many more. Well, John does the junior late model stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing. He brought back the junior late models. They weren't doing it for the last 2 years.
Right. No, I was surprised to see that this year, which is really good that they to see that again.
So I don't know how many. I don't know how many cars will be running the pro lates with us.
I know it's been a mix. Do you plan on doing any of the SRL Spears?
Are you
pro
kidding me?
Races? and what brings on that reaction?
I just need seat time. That's it. Those guys are fast. I don't want to be a bug on the wall.
But if money wasn't the issue, would you want
money,
to go do that?
If money wasn't an issue, I'd be going all the way up. If money was no issue, I'd be going all the way up.
You know,
like up Xfinity NASCAR.
If I had the money for it, I'll go all the way up to Cup. And if I had the money, I didn't have to worry about anything else, anyone else. I would do whatever it took.
You know,
calling all sponsors.
Well, because listen, you know, and one thing cool about Alex here, about yourself, is you know, this is your third time in, and one of the things that you've always talked about is just the love of racing. I just love to race, you know, and that's why it was so quick, I think, for you to come from fan to racer and to step up as quick as you did into, you know, an elite division like that, you know, so it's cool to see that. And hopefully that love of racing just kind of pours out there and gets you in more places that you want to be. So
I
really
hope.
Cool.
Well, especially someone who wants to go.
Right.
You know, because there's a half a dozen, you know, people
right.
that are racing, and they're good, they're young,
yeah.
but, you know, they finish high school, they finish college, and it's, you know, they have other sports, they're doing football, they're, you know, and then they just kind of back out. But someone who wants
right.
to move on to the next level,
That's the ones we need to give a little extra support to, you know.
Well, you know, and timing might be good for you too around these days, because you have NASCAR struggling, I think, to get, you know, fans. And
they're filling the stands.
Are they again?
They're filling the stands.
I'm very surprised at how good this next-gen car is performing.
Really? I don't know.
Other than the tires.
Well, I mean, put it this way. Don't you remember back in the day when they made real horsepower? You'd always have that, you know, those couple engine failures,
right.
Those random engine failures, random cautions, totally throws the whole game off, right? Think of those tire failures as that now, where you got a, you know, somewhat exciting finishes or whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot. This, you know, we're what, three races in plus,
it's a new car.
Plus the, I know, but the tires are just blowing off the rims.
Well, I saw an interview the other day with someone that said you can buy one of them cars at Walmart.
Kyle Busch said that.
Yeah.
Well, you can. They're about this big, and they say Hot Wheels on it.
Hey.
It's a spec car.
Yeah, you're right. That's a spec.
But it's putting a lot of cars into the wall.
Well, because
and
I don't know a lot about what's happening. So part of what's happened, they went to a single lug.
Single lug, aluminum rim.
Which is aluminum rim. And so the tire now has got a smaller sidewall.
On a steel axle.
Yeah, right.
So you have the aluminum on the hot steel.
So the tire size is different. Now they went to, what, a 16-inch tire,
but
a smaller size.
And there's no inner liner.
And no inner liner.
Yeah, and it's a low-profile tire, and they went to, it's an inch and 7/8, almost 2 inches wider. But I think the stress on the tire is just too much.
I mean, you make it sound like every other team had tire issues. Is it that?
Oh, yeah, no, the tires are just blowing off the cars.
Yep.
Like, really, that bad?
Yeah,
I remember 14-minute, no, I think just peeling off the pits for Kyle Busch in one of the Vegas practices, very first practice, he blew a tire.
Yeah.
Went to a backup car.
Wow. Just from, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's one of those things when you go to a new style, new setup, new everything, then you're gonna have to experience the problems and the pains of it to fix the problems. I thought I seen.
Personally, I think that the aluminum is flexing too much on that center hub, not having the.
Have they had wheel breakage like any?
Oh,
that too. Okay.
With a whole wheel and three wheels with the axle making it back to the pits.
Interesting.
Like completely blowing them off.
I did see something where
I'm buying mine at Walmart.
Where they were talking about sizes or anything, like they have the right, or maybe the left front brake locking up more so.
It's cooling off the brakes. Mm-hmm. So the bigger opening in the wheel is allowing more airflow, and it being aluminum, it's not getting as hot also.
Right.
So it's keeping the brakes cool. But if you don't have tires, the brakes don't mean shit.
Right. But overall, I mean, they mm-hmm. it's a, you said it's a good package that they have.
I love the racing.
Is it doing what they expected it to do to bring the racing closer together, more competitive?
I think so far, so good.
Who won the last race?
Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe won.
Okay.
His first race. He's been racing 7 years.
So it may be bringing up an opportunity for some of these.
Tyler Reddick, Eric Jones,
absolutely.
Suarez.
The newer, younger drivers and the ones that came up from Xfinity are definitely pulling the top 10.
Noticed some of those guys that you've seen running in the back, now they're running up front. And all the guys that are running up front are usually running up front is kind of running towards the back.
Could that just be age? Like, you know, we always talk about, you know, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, guys like that. To me, that seems like it was yesterday that they got into NASCAR, but these guys are getting older now.
Yeah.
Mark Martin almost won a race when he was 50-something in 2012.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's being able to adapt.
Right.
That I think some of these older drivers, it's just taking a little longer to adapt
to
a new car.
Getting away from the horsepower and going more, you know, because they are spec divisions, and we're getting to more where you strategize.
They have more horsepower than last year. They have 670.
Do they really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. It seemed like that because of the new package they were trying to scale back on.
They did, but then they did a test in Charlotte, a preseason test. They did a 550 on the oval and a 670 on the oval. The 670 with less downforce was so much better, and they did the right call there.
So they reversed that and went, you know, got back up to the horsepower.
Why it's 670, I have no idea. They could have just done 700.
Did it look like it made one manufacturer better than others, like Toyota, Ford, or
at Daytona, Ford really had the upper hand, but now I think Toyota's slacking just a little bit.
Yeah, they're saying something with the front end.
So it's an aero, not an aero horsepower thing. Or manufacturer's itself.
Now you have a rear diffuser and it's a flat bottom, so it's all about how getting that right, the right. Help me find my word. The right in between of low ride height, but just enough so air can get to the diffuser, I guess.
And are they allowed to tweak that at all? Or is it a spec, hey, you got to make it this?
No, they don't have a ride height rule.
Oh, so they kept with that.
Yeah.
Where it's,
yeah, since 2014, right. They haven't had a ride height rule.
That's but with the new cars, because the bottom is completely flat, it has a full skid plate front to back.
Do you think that's
if you're up too high, it brings too much air.
You think it's going to affect them in a wreck to maybe make them
a roof flap, but for the diffuser.
Okay.
If you spin out, a flap falls down on a diffuser.
That's crazy.
Kind of prevents the car from going up in the air, but then in Daytona,
it happened,
the car flipped.
Oh.
But since it's a flat bottom, if you have any type of turbulent air, and it goes under the car, that's going to flip.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's what the diffuser is supposed to do, is kind of force that air, from lifting that. Interesting. I'll have to watch it. Not for any particular reason. It's been busy, but they haven't been able to watch many races. And I've heard the different changes over the last few years. It seems like a lot.
But definitely, I think it's the younger drivers are adapting quicker to the new car, and that's why they're moving up towards the front.
Has the pit stops gotten any faster? Because
they're 3 seconds faster.
Really? What kind of pits are they doing nowadays?
Just watch IndyCar pit stops.
About the same, huh?
Yeah, no, will they run 9-10 seconds?
Right. I don't know. I have not watched a race yet this year.
Off of like 14? Yeah, it used to be like 13, 14, all four tires.
And that's just the Cup cars that made that change. It's not the Xfinity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And probably for sure not the trucks, but the Xfinity is still 5-lug, and they still have...
But now the thing with that is, okay, your pit time is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Means you're getting less fuel.
So now
the fuel strategy is coming into play.
And there'll be some new technology on how to get that fuel into that
car
faster coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that's been talked about in the last couple races too, is now there's fuel strategy.
All right. And speaking of fuel, going back to our local races, you said just recently within the last hours, been some rule changes in the Pro Late model, or is that in like all divisions?
Yeah, that's in all divisions.
No E85.
And no
oxygenated fuel.
Yes.
I mean, that
equals the playing field. You get more power.
So, yeah, I mean, it seemed like for a long time the E85 was something that a lot of tracks wanted to try to go to help keep costs down. But, the way the fuel's going, you would think that the E85 or the E mixes would be welcome because of, going green and all that kind of stuff. But apparently not. It's just, it would be easy to tech, I think.
But your engine's burning hotter.
So they're going with the oxygen. They were allowing the oxygenated fuel. Actually, they weren't in the rules to allow it, but people were probably doing it, but they didn't tech for it as hard as they probably could have. Maybe. I'm just guessing. I'm not saying that's what happened, but now, being that they ruled all that out, is it going to be teched, or do they have the tools to tech for, to do fuel sample testing and so on now?
I just show up and drive.
You just drive. Hey, that's... that's the best answer of anybody that who knows what's going on with the car.
Just make sure I look good and get me going fast.
But that does bring up a point where, let's say, you have to have faith in your car and the people working on your car to know that they are keeping it legal and all that. It didn't happen to you or anything, and of course this is just hypothetical. If it came to teching and it was illegal, how would you feel about that?
I what?
Mean, you know, if the car was illegal, but
car?
Whatever car you're racing, you know, again, it's hypothetical, nothing, you know, would you feel like you should have known that there was something going on with the car? Or?
Well, I know that won't happen, but.
Yeah. Again, and maybe it's a bad question to ask because I'm not saying any of that happened, but how would you feel, Gary? I mean, if you were just showing up to drive and, you know.
Well, I mean, I would like to know what's going on with the car.
Because we've heard it a lot of times
I've heard it a lot of times. He built it.
Right. Well, exactly. So, you know, I'm trying to find the right words for it. And again, it had nothing to do with Alex. This is just something that I've heard in the past with like different divisions, factory stocks, bombers, things like that, where the driver just said, I don't know. I'm just the driver, even though that they actually own the car and they actually worked on it. I know you don't do that.
That leads to the question. So when you show up for practice night, do you debrief with?
Oh yeah, of course.
The team
and say, hey, this is we made these kind
of
changes, and
car
might do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna, you know, it might push a little at first, and
we put this on it, so make sure you don't do this.
Oh yeah,
make sure you do a burnout if you win.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you back
it
into the wall.
Yeah, tap the wall a little bit. No. Well, that's cool. I mean, that's a good thing to bring up. Yeah, you know, debriefing. Because a lot of times if you're just showing up to race, you're not actually working on the car. You don't know really what you have there.
Oh, I know what I have. I call John probably a few times a week. How's the car? What kind of car is it? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm very like.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you're proactive in knowing what you're getting into.
Yep.
Do you like a tighter car versus a loose car? Or
Magician does not give out his trick.
Okay, and that's okay. We only ask the questions. We don't deserve all the answers.
Hey, just so you know, I have faith in the guy working on my truck. I just go get in it and drive.
He had some complaints about it this past weekend.
And I don't think it was the setup guy. I think it was the track.
Yeah. You know,
well, it's because I wasn't there.
Yes.
If I was there helping, you would have
at least
had another.
No,
another
no
time.
That bump in the middle of the front stretch would have still been there if you were there.
Right.
Bump in 3 and 4 would have still been there if you were there.
Well, this brings up an interesting question for Alex. Once he's done selling another car, he sold 3 cars. Just in the last 30, 40
years.
We're working on a new sponsor,
Alex.
Honest days of work.
He works even when he's sleeping, so that's good to know. Have you thought about taking the Prolate, not just in the Spears series, but they have Prolate model races in other tracks. Have you thought about racing any other tracks?
I would love to race around this whole country, but Prestige is in Centennial. Going to California, I don't know if that might not make sense. You know what I mean? Because
Las Vegas
dealership, and you know, I just gotta find someone, or you know.
So you need to get the Cup really quick because they race on Sundays. So you can fly out on Saturday, get in the
car,
come back on Monday.
He's got till October to get a ride for Vegas. So, but you know. Prestige, yeah, it's local, but don't you know, we got how many thousands of people that move in from California all the time? Don't you want them to recognize the name Prestige and where it's at in Irwindale?
There you go.
There's a bunch of people in Irwindale that want
to. I'm actually, because I raced in November, the Prestige car, all the, you know, media attention I got, I don't know how, someone in California found my Instagram, wants to buy one of those Ram TRXs from me.
Sweet.
This all happened in a matter of a couple of days, so it's pretty awesome.
That's really cool, you know, and we know race fans are some of the most loyal to product.
Exactly.
Sales.
Racing fans are the most loyal to brands.
You know, and I know Gary's next car or truck, which I'm sure it's going to be a truck, and yours, we're going to start with Alex Escandari first at Prestige.
Try. If I had the money right now, I would totally be over there getting a new Jeep.
I can get one for you.
You know what? And tell them how easy it would be to get me a Jeep. I want to see these.
No, we're not.
Okay. You see that car you have outside? You don't have to worry about that anymore.
It's worth 25% more than what it should be. So I'm giving you a good deal on your trade. In return, I can charge you just a little bit over the sticker price on a new car. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, can
let's see. I got a 97 Crown Victoria. I got an 89 Mercury Grand Marquis. I got a 76 Mercury Cougar. What year does that come out like that?
Oh, it's probably a 76.
A 76 Camaro?
That's
look
a car deal all day. We have 0% for 72 months on Ram 1500s.
Oh, no. I need like a 3500.
Okay, perfect.
I need a credit score.
What? I mean, yeah, trucks, I mean, the dualies, because, you know, a dually would be. How are they so much money nowadays?
Oh, yeah, and I got a 83 or what, a 93 Chevy dually?
Wow.
Yeah,
we're clearing out, man.
That's a 2002, by the way.
Oh, hey,
it's a 2002 Chevy Dually.
How many miles?
Yeah, it's probably got 220.
Probably still worth 20 grand.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure. A lot of people.
I got a 2000 F350.
There's a what you
four door
Cavalier.
Uh-huh.
The little skid plate.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and that little Toyota over there.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. We're cleaning out. We're
that's 81 Toyota Celica.
See, look at that. We've got credit on two trucks.
Hey, you know, again, Prestige is one of your sponsors. Do you have any other sponsors that come on board with you that you'd like to talk about?
Enclave and Key. It's my advertising company.
Oh, cool.
Yep, I love them. Blake Wynn, he's awesome. He's really the reason why a lot of media attention came to me.
Okay.
His company, they did a really good job. I'm very thankful for them. Sandstone Electric, they're based out in Las Vegas. They do a lot of commercial, industrial, some residential work. And then my original sponsors that got me to race in the July race, First Vegas Auto Body, Ace Towing, I'm always thankful for them, because if it wasn't for them stepping up, I wouldn't have got the opportunity to do the few other races I did last year. I wouldn't have had the confidence or skill to say, hey, I just want to just show up to the racetrack and drive this Saturday.
Hey, you know, that's every one of those are a piece of the puzzle that helps your race. Can somebody get a hold of them or through you? And what's the best way?
Yep. Just reach out to me on my Instagram. It's esk.alex5. I have my phone number in there. You can direct message me.
Can somebody that doesn't have Instagram still find you on?
Yeah, just Google me.
Really? Okay. I don't know. Because I don't have Instagram. And, you know, yeah, it kind of starts showing my age, I guess. You get older and older.
Once again, adapting.
Right.
The younger.
Or just Google Prestige, CDJR. Go on their website. Meet our staff. There's a nice picture of me.
Okay.
You'll find my phone number.
That's what I'm talking about. Old school. Or go down to Prestige and meet you in person.
Go down
and ask all the questions.
Yes, sir.
Are you there usually?
I live there.
8 to 10 p.m.? 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.? Or what's
8,
your...
8 to whenever the last customer leaves. Could be 9 or could be 10, could be 11.
Cool. Okay. That sounds good. You know where to go to get your Jeep.
Absolutely.
Oh. Your next Ford F350 or 450.
Don't you want to last long with the car though? Don't you want the truck to last long?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I want a Ford.
I'm sorry.
You're right. That's the reason I want a Ford.
I went GMC. So.
Oh.
I
tell you, I think we should bring Dodge Bombers in. Start building their Dodges.
I don't know what you're calling these bombers.
Where are they running bombers today?
They don't.
Okay, the Outlaws.
They're Outlaw Factory Stocks.
Outlaw
but
Factory
with a
Stocks.
Name. That's
you're forgetting
name.
That.
Hey, speaking of that, what divisions are racing? This weekend, what do we have racing out the Bullring? Of course, they're doing a lot more advertising out there. The NASCAR is really pushing, and LVMS is pushing to get the name out there. And
they have
out
modified, pro late models, junior late models, legend cars. I don't know.
Yeah,
and the factory stock.
Is it a theme night? What theme is it?
Going
green,
I believe, for St. Patrick's Day.
Going green without E85.
That's
the motto for this weekend. Let's go green
right here.
No E85.
So, Bandoleros, junior late models, legends, super stocks, skid plates, Outlaws, Prolate models, and Modifieds.
Okay. All the NASCAR divisions are racing.
Yep. Oh, that reminds me. Got to update. Got to renew my NASCAR license.
How much is it now? Like $120 bucks or something?
I paid $100 to renew mine.
So I think it's like it's different if you do it in the credentials versus mailing it in or something like that. But
I mailed mine.
Did you?
I did mine through the computer.
So it must be cheaper mailing it in.
No, I did it through the computer.
Online.
Yeah, online, yeah.
You know, it used to be cool when you had the NASCAR membership. They send you this book that's this thick. I mean, I'm sure they just send you a link to something now, but it used to be a book in there. It was cool seeing your name in there, you know, looking at all the
old
different tracks.
Yeah.
Old school, exactly. I miss old school. Who doesn't, right?
Now there's My Race Pass that
right.
pretty much does the same thing. You can see the drivers, see the tracks, see the...
You know, but that's... You know, I mean, that's, you know, you got to keep up with the changing times. You got to have the new stuff.
And old school.
Yeah,
old school.
I like old school. But My Race Pass, you know, they're having everybody sign up for it at the track. You're probably in there. But it gives it's actually a good thing if you go to another track that is a My Race Pass track also, because you're already in there. They just got to, you know,
click your name over.
And now add you to that, and they got all your stats and profile. And
I mean, I got my NASCAR license, my wallet.
You're a old one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you show that to the...
Yeah, you should have showed that.
Hey, you should have showed that trying to get out of the ticket.
No,
Oops, you weren't supposed to see that.
No, I was like, what do you think, you're a race car driver?
Well, I'm a member.
Here's the thing.
That's where they say, you should know better than...
No, absolutely.
That was the first speeding ticket I got.
Really? Ever?
Yeah, I drive like a grandma. Because I know how to drive.
Well,
if I want to drive fast, I go on the I go.
But you
got to
specify. I drive like a grandma off the track.
Off the track. Now.
But I just got a speeding ticket.
Which means he's ready to race. He's itching. He's ready to go.
I see it because when I started racing, also I slowed down on the roads. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just more patient with people on the road.
Or you know how to navigate through traffic better.
Oh, yeah. I cut a little bit closer because now I my car distance.
You know, it's bad for me because I like running right up on their bumper, and then I see their sign language, and I'm like, oh, I guess I better back off a little bit.
No. We're doing 65, and the brake lights are on a quarter of a mile ahead of us, but we're still doing 65 as those brake lights are getting closer.
I'm over here
hitting the brake.
Like, hey, I see it. We got plenty of time.
Uh-huh.
He's waiting for the light to change, like it's a rolling restart.
Go!
I'm the worst passenger rider ever, though. I don't care who's driving. I will start screaming if someone even does anything.
Right. You should have did. You should put your brakes and stop.
Yeah. Which is weird. Same thing. I get like almost like a seasickness type driving with most other people.
Imagine going on a test drive on a Hellcat and I'm a salesman in the passenger seat.
Right. You're like, brake. Yep, slow down.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to the.
Well, no, the 0 to 60 time on that is what? 5.5. Almost 6 seconds? Just shy of that?
I have no idea. You're still spinning tires at 90.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Hey, we could talk about Dodge Hellcats
and not Ford.
Jeeps and, well, we'll the 450 for him. But we got a race this weekend. We're going to watch Alex Escudari out there this weekend. And in his Prolate model, what number again?
Number 55.
Root for number 55. Thanks, Prestige, for putting up the money to help this guy go racing. We're going to watch you this weekend. Hope you do well. And we're going to be live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.